The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard on corners in town, like a cancer that's silently spreading. There's an unspoken fear we're on our way down. We must take America back, Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back.
We are back, second hour of the National Intel Report. I'm your host, John Statman, with you on this Wednesday, 16 August 2017. And on tomorrow's program, I'm going to have Gerald Celente with us, so mark that on your calendar. By the way, the story, and Dan did not attribute to any of these stories that he posted up. This is actually The Independent. I said we got to go to a foreign newspaper. It's actually an English rag. And it continues, anti-racism vigilantes identify Charlottesville white supremacist. State Senator Don Harmon, who sponsored the measure, said, "It is vital that we stand in total opposition to the hatred, bigotry, and violence displayed by the white nationalists and the neo-Nazi groups in Charlottesville this past weekend." The Democrat added, "They are the heirs to the Ku Klux Klan and the Nazis." Gee, I wonder if Senator Don Harmon realized the Democrats started the KKK. Somebody should enlighten him. And maybe he'll feel badly enough, he'll come out and go out and commit seppuku in retribution, you know, to pay his fair share. Mm-hmm. The Democrat added, "They are the heirs to the Ku Klux Klan and the Nazis. We fought two bloody wars in opposition to their ideologies. We must continue to fight those same twisted ideologies today." Oh, my God. What an ignorant statement to make. The people that listen to this network know better. World War I, World War II, overall, the goal, yeah, it made a hell of a lot of money. Yeah, a new ideology was set up. A new propaganda tool was created. But more importantly, see, we had to have World War I Part II because they didn't get the job done after World War I, and that was the League of Nations, where we all live peacefully and give up our guns and sing kumbaya. We had to do it again. And the weapons were bigger and badder and more deadly. Then the United States came along with the Mac Daddy of them all. Atomic weapons. Yeah. Now, on the Charlottesville, Virginia protest, the Senate of Midwestern State plans to send copies of this resolution to President Donald Trump, members of Congress, and the Republican Governor Bruce Rauner. Governor Rauner was the subject to a torrent of criticism from Democrats for failing to label the death of Heller Heyer, a 32-year-old woman who was killed after a car plowed into the crowd of anti-fascist protesters in Virginia. Oh, they're anti-fascist, are they? Mm-hmm. Yeah. And they want it labeled as domestic terrorism. They want Donald Trump to come out and say domestic terrorism. Now, you'll see where this all links together, folks. But after saying what doesn't matter is definitions, he was eventually forced to perform something of a U-turn and rework his position, claiming the deadly violence in Charlottesville this weekend is abhorrent and absolutely an act of domestic terrorism. There he said it. Does he know the laws that have already been crafted under this bogus thing called terrorism? You notice something here, folks. Take note of this. Of the militias back in the 90s that were forming, that I said before over the issue. And this was the big one. Try to take the guns? What are you going to do? Use foul language? Beer or pop cans filled with cement to hurl at police? Hold up a piece of paper, maybe? What would stop the absolute takeover of this country? Absolutely nothing. I think it was even Hirohito back in World War II. This Japanese dude said, well, you know, attack America? There's people with guns hiding behind blades of grass, for God's sakes. That would be suicide. White nationalists, neo-Nazis, and members of the alt-right, here we go, all-inclusive, with body armor and combat weapons, evacuate comrades, were pepper-sprayed after the Unite the Right rally was declared an unlawful gathering by Virginia State Police. The largest gathering of white nationalists the U.S. has seen in decades, descending on Virginia over the weekend. The rally was attended by neo-Nazi skinheads and members of the Ku Klux Klan, clutching flaming torches and assault rifles and wearing Really? Assault rifles? Wow. Where are the pictures with the assault rifles? Oh, no. Here. They've got one here. And they look like militia to me. They don't look like white nationalists. I mean, I'm sure that's a foul photo. They probably just made a small mistake there. Hundreds of anti-fascist protesters converged on the city in response, and ugly clashes with fistfights quickly broke out in the street with pepper spray. Yeah. The Unite to Right rally was declared unlawful assembly and later announced a state of emergency. Wow. Frank in North Carolina. Hello, Frank.
Hello. First of all, I mean, isn't there any intolerance and hypocrisy left in America?
Don't sell them short, Frank. They'll come up with some new nifty things because most of this stuff, believe it or not, is not working on the basic human psyche here in America. I mean, it's really not. But they can project this out and they can manipulate this as some kind of national emergency. And they will use that. And this is going to continue. It's not going to stop. One morning, Frank, you're not going to wake up and go, damn, look what I did. I could have been having a V8 rather than doing this destructive stuff. That's not going to happen. They're in for the long run now. And they cannot stop. They cannot.
I was wondering, do they have like a list of demands or something? Where exactly what is it that would make them happy? I know the answer to that. Nothing would make them happy because once they got their list of demands, whatever it was, demolition, Mount Rushmore, take down every statue of every white man in America, then they would come up with a new list.
Sure.
So one thing that I did learn from Rush Limbaugh, you never back down to your enemies. These liberals, because they never learn. I mean, they always want more, and they don't play fair. They're not playing in good. They're not operating in good faith. And I see plenty of. I have plenty of criticisms of the right as well. And I smelled a rat last week, and you know, a couple times. I'm not really in a position where I could have gone, but there were a couple times close to the end where I said, you know what, the hell with it. I'm going to go up there. But something just told me this is a trap, and I do believe now that it was a trap. And by the way, I'd like to put out the bat signal to Robert Raybould. I wish he would call in, because I know he is a ferocious researcher, and I'm sure he's been digging into this. But I have some information that I'm not hearing anywhere else. I've even talked to some people that were there. I've heard some very interesting stories about what happened the night later that night, where some of these people stopped off to rest, that they're strange people that approached them. And I'm not hearing about any of this stuff anywhere. But the thing is, I think this was, I don't know if all of the organizers of this event were in on it. I hope not. I don't think they were. But I believe that one or more of the organizers were I think they are working for the what's now called the deep state. I'll just call it that for the sake of the show. But the background of this what's his name, Jason Kessler. I mean, this guy's Jewish. There's no way he had a conversion.
No.
And I heard even Dr. David Duke say recently in two different interviews that, you know, this is a great young man. He's an up-and-coming rising star or whatever. Uh-huh. I'm paraphrasing that. But, uh-huh. You know, he's a recent convert. And I'm like, Dr. Duke, you got to be kidding me. This guy didn't convert over a period of months from being a big Obama supporter. I mean, these guys were played. These guys were really duped. And I just... Jason Kessler is Jewish. There's another guy, Mike Enoch. I believe he's Jewish. And this guy's been putting out a podcast. He's got a lot of followers. His followers, a lot of them don't know he's Jewish. They knew his wife was Jewish, and a lot of them gave him a pass on that. That makes his children Jewish. But he's a white nationalist leader. I'm like, why are all the white nationalist leaders Jewish? I mean, doesn't anybody find that kind of suspicious?
You know, I think it, David Duke, and I'd had conversations with him, and on certain things he is absolutely intractable. And if he thinks that he is helping the cause, I don't think he's yet discovered that he's part of the problem. The timing is off. He doesn't get it. He does not get it. He is not doing his due diligence. He's got his message, and like any Pied Piper, he's going to continue playing his song, and he doesn't give a damn what time of the day or where it is. I mean, if he didn't smell a rat in this North Carolina deal, then, as I said to one person years ago, that they were actually living with a guy that was a Fed operating on behalf of one of the federal agencies that had started up a militia and called it the Tri-States Militia. He was a federal agent. And his girlfriend tried to convince me to Knob Creek gun shoot. We had a little gathering and a discussion about this, that, and the other. And at that point in time, she, for almost an hour, trying to convince me that she didn't know and this, that, and the other. And I said, I said, whether you knew or you didn't, I said, is neither here nor there. I said, it makes you one of two things, either a liar or plain stupid. So you pick it. I'm out of here. I'm done with it. Bye-bye.
I've seen a lot of poor judgment, and yeah. I'm really having to back off and reconsider a lot of things and associations.
Well, be careful here, Frank, because this is what this is intended to do. You know, this alt-right that they're talking about, we've already been labeled the alt-right. And this spectrum is going to start shrinking more and more, so there's no left, there's no right. There's just going to be those in agreement, and those in the middle want to sing kumbaya and duck their head. Do not.
I mean, I've even told some of these white nationalists, I'm like, do you realize that these guys who called you to come to this thing, these white nationalist organizers, these leaders, are Jewish? Does that not find that a little bit suspicious? What are the odds of that? And they're like, well, I don't care. I'm going anyway.
Yeah, okay.
I'm like, are you kidding me?
Well,
and
here's the problem. None of these groups are being led by anybody that has two brain cells to sign apps and talk to each other. You know, I do not like to speak ill of the dead, and I'm not going to. But there was a woman down in Louisiana that got David Duke into his Republican position down there. David Duke in New Orleans had his own radio show, and he was just cooking away. Her name was Barbara Wilson. She was known as Babs, or more importantly, Mother Security of the South. They called her Mama Security. And we were brought in there, and we were vetted. We were probed, we were questioned, we were picked apart, we were this, that, and the other. And in subsequent conversations with Babs on the racial issue, I said, you know what? I said, the South has to make a turn here. They have got to change tactics. They have got to change because they do not wield the power of propaganda. We don't have that. And the other side will eat your lunch. And by the way, while we're having this conversation, They're pulling the rug out from under all of us. She did change and did modify her position. She finally saw the wisdom in that, and she backed off. And that, my friend, was over 20 years ago. When I tell people, I'm not the smartest guy in the world. I don't have degrees, and you know, I cannot tell you, microbiology. I can't talk to another microbiologist. I know a little bit about physics, but I'm not a physics professor. I am not a mathematician with Boolean algebra and all that. I am just a common guy with an uncanny ability to smell BS when I smell it and identify it for what it is. In a linear thought pattern going from A to B to C to D, but also looking out for the aberrant and always looking down the road of what's coming. And I'm telling you right now, Frank, for all these years, I've seen what's been coming. I've been trying to warn people. A lot of people, they're just words, and somehow that just misses their little brain factory, and it just gets spit out someplace. But if you go back through all the years that I've been doing this, I've been one step ahead of these clowns every single step of the way. And it didn't take a rocket science to do it.
Yeah. Well, I find some of the most intelligent, genius people, they have no common sense.
Well, it's called practical applicability. they're just a little different. Yeah.
But there's a couple more incidental things that I find very strange. But one guy did tell me, I mean, maybe I'm being too hard on it, but one guy did tell me, look, Duke really didn't want to go, but they really put a lot of pressure on him. You've got to be there.
Yeah, who?
So,
yeah,
I don't
you
know.
Got to, you got to, you got
a lot of pressure. Yeah, he was putting a lot of pressure on his followers, his listeners. You need to be there towards the end of it. But some of these groups, you know, they didn't just drive all the way home that night. Some of them, you know, stayed nearby, or you know, they picked some point to stop and rent a place or whatever. I won't get into details, but some of these groups, these white nationalist groups that I've heard about, they were approached by individuals that followed them, and the cases that I've heard of, they were approached. It was later in the night, and people came up and said, "Hey, you know, can I get in on this? You know, I'd like to talk to you guys." Blah blah blah, and they identified themselves as being Jewish. and I'm thinking, why would Jews be going and following white nationalists around and asking? I mean, one of them asked, "Well, can I come? You know, stay with you guys? I think I can help you guys out and do this and that." I'm thinking they probably had a surveillance team on them, and they were trying, hoping that these white nationalists would beat the crap out of these Jewish guys to set them up so they could send them all to prison.
Or here's another scenario, that they were sent in to do a job, maybe get dusted up a little bit, maybe beat up a little bit, and maybe after the supposed white nationalist assault on them, they were still alive, but as soon as these guys turned their backs and walked away, they'd be dead.
Anything's possible.
I'm telling you,
the guys were smart.
Yeah,
they didn't fall for it. They didn't fall.
Well,
for it.
Evidently they're not. Evidently they're not smart enough. Evidently they're not smart enough.
Yeah,
they've got to start changing their tact. Frank, this is the one point about this I want to stress to people: they have got to change their tact. All right, Frank, I appreciate your call, my friend.
All right.
Chance in West Virginia. Hello, Chance.
Yes, Mr. Stat Miller. I first listened to you back in the early 90s on the shortwave radio. I've lost contact with you over the years, but fortunately I've got the free-to-air satellite now, and it's like reminiscing. I've been listening to your show for the last couple of days, your network. What troubles me is the fact that you're hurting financially. By the way, a donation will be sent your way.
Thank you.
Chance,
hang on a second for my long-lost friend here. You're talking WWCR days. That was quite a few years ago.
Yes, Chance, in the early 90s.
Chance, hang on a second. I've got to take a break. Don't go away. You've been lost for all these years. I'm not going to let you go now.
Yes.
Hold on.
No reason to get excited. NutriMedical's Power C Plus is the greatest important breakthrough in vitamin C technology since Linus Pauling. It is the only neutral pH vitamin C in the world as a calcium, magnesium, potassium, sodium ascorbate salt with bioperin, a black pepper extract, to increase absorption by 40%. When you take Power C Plus, it helps to alkalinize all the cells of your body instantly, raise the oxygen level and energetic level of cells, suppress cancer and inflammation in your body, and help you fight infections. Power C Plus also helps to build up the collagen in your body, hyaluronic acid in your joints, and the glycosaminoglycans in your joints, as well as to improve healing of any tissue in your body. Power C Plus is very unique at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com, where you can order, or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, NutriMedical.com.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Some people say a man is made out of mud. A poor man's made out of muscle and blood. Muscle and blood and skin and bones. A mind that's weak and a back that's strong. You load 16 tons and what do you get?
Broken back. By the way, just had a lady call me during the break, and thank you, dear. Dr. Bill Deagle got her back on the feet. She had a broken back. And she was bedridden for a couple of years, had all kinds of foot and ankle problems and everything else. And Dr. Deagle basically brought her back from the dead, and she is now working a minimum job. And she called up to make a donation of $10. She said, that's all I can afford. Wow. Chance in West Virginia.
Yes, Mr. Stattmiller, I'll never forget that day in 1990. It was a Saturday. There was a snowstorm brewing outside. I was listening to mainstream news. I got so fed up. I heard about shortwave at that time. I went out and bought one in the snowstorm. And yours was one of the first shows I heard back then, along in the days of Tom Valentine, Pastor John Lewis, and a couple of those other gentlemen I'm sure you remember.
Oh, yeah.
Robbie Noel, I believe. This is going back quite a ways.
Mm-hmm.
And as I've been listening to the shortwave throughout those years, naturally you have to weed out the people who aren't sincere. And I have been doing that, which I'm sure a lot of your listeners have been doing also. The thing is, once you realize the truth, you have a tendency to put your faith and trust in everybody because you think they feel the same way you do. But unfortunately, that's not necessarily the case. I've found over the years who can be relied on and trusted for good information, such as yourself. And it's a long road. And I call to let you know that I appreciate. I've been listening to your programming now. I've got this free-to-air satellite, and I've been listening constantly to your network, and you have great programming. It's heartbreaking to hear of your situation, but, you know, I realize this day would come. I realize this day would come, that things would be getting harder and harder.
Mm-hmm.
I would hate to see you not be there. I have a donation on its way to you. I'll keep you in my prayers, and I will consider being a monthly donator also, because I cannot. The shortwave radio, I'll be honest with you, has gotten. I'm sure you know.
Yeah, and and I must say, the WWCR, believe this or not, was owned by a Jewish fellow down in, it was either, I think it was Alabama. And to the credit of WWCR, in which they had also broadcast to Israel as well, they took a lot of heat over the years, but maintained our program. They never told us what we could say, never told us what we could do. And Adam Locke was down there at the time. And I forget the general manager's name.
I remember the name Adam Locke from back then, yeah.
Right. To their credit, they never tried.
George?
Yes, George. George was his name.
Right,
that is correct.
Exactly.
That is right. But they know, the point being is they never told us that, look, you know, we'd like to keep carrying your program, but you've got to modify or tone this down or whatever. They just let us rip.
I remember you co-hosted, I believe, with Mark Kornke for a while back then, too, didn't you?
Yep. Yes, sir.
Yeah, yeah. This is going back quite a while. But like I said, I'm more of a less, when it comes to technology, more or less a dinosaur. It took me a while to get this, and it's the best investment I made, this free-to-air satellite.
Yep, it is. Because
and
you can...
Because
you're not going to need internet. The only thing you're going to need is a receiver, a radio, or a television or something. You've already got the satellite, and what's going to take is a little bit of electricity to run it. If the internet goes bye-bye, people that listen to this network by way of internet, if we're knocked off the internet, well, you know, that's another thing entirely. By the way,
that's going to happen too.
But by the way, the satellite that you're referring to that you're picking us up off of. That costs us $600 a month, and I'm 2 months down on that.
Wow.
Yeah, so I just want people...
Can I ask you, are you getting many donations, or is it looking pretty good for you?
Yes and no. And I don't want to keep going on about this chance, but just hang on 1 second, and I'll answer your question, and we got to move on. Hang on.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner.
owner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT-TODAY.
Hey there, quick question for you. Would you be okay with more energy, more endurance, thicker, healthier hair, a better mood, reduced appearance of wrinkles, improved sleep, improved blood pressure and cholesterol profiles, improved vision, improved memory? Okay then. Well now, have you heard of Nature's Youth RSF? It's from the anti-aging experts at naturesyouth.com. Naturesyouth.com. See, at Nature's Youth, they understand exactly what it means to provide top quality health products. And Nature's Youth customers not only improve their health, they know they're also providing their body with the right nourishment to maintain that peak performance and fight the aging process. If health, wellness, and nutrition are what you desire, choose Nature's Youth RSF. I did. You see, you're going to get older. It's just up to you how you feel when you get there. Get started today. Nature's Youth RSF. Simple to use, simple to order. Go to naturesyouth.com. That's naturesyouth.com. Naturesyouth.com.
BrainMag is an amazing nutraceutical technology that crosses the blood-brain barrier because it is a magnesium L-threonate and magnesium malate and glycinate. Magnesium L-threonate, when it crosses the blood-brain barrier, protects the brain from oxidative stress, and in knockout mice was able to protect against the memory loss and Alzheimer's. It dramatically increases cognitive health, improves sleep quality, stabilizes the mood, and works wonderfully with Calm Mind as a combination drink supplement. Order NutraMedical's Brain Mag at 888-212-8871 or NutraMedical, NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutraMedical, NutriMedical.com. This is the best nutraceutical for calming your brain, protecting memory and brain function, and prevention of Alzheimer's.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Back. Chance, just let me give you an idea here. Satellite, just say the satellite streaming, a website, and the archiving. I'm naming off some of the expenses to the network. Okay. All right. Follow me on this one because, and I've reminded people, you know, we did a pledge drive. We started on May Day, Commie Day, this year. And we needed to get the funds in to clean up the bills and get everything back on track. Well, this thing kept stretching out and out, and these people, they do not stop the billing. Satellite that you're listening to right now cost me $600 a month. It was $800. We got it reduced to $6. But that's 2 months down. That's $1,200. The streaming, okay? When I say streaming, I mean the high-speed internet. That's $600 a month. I'm $2,500 down on that. The website that hosts republicbroadcasting.org, I've been questioned many times about this, but people don't understand that this guy is the absolute baddest with preventing hacks on our website. There have been many attempts, and he has thwarted all but one of them, and it was fixed rapidly. $800, that's $395 a month. That's almost, what? That's almost $800. The archiving that people listen to, that costs us $300 a month. I'm 2 months down on that. That's $5,000 right there. So it has taken way too long to get the donations in to give us a little breathing room. And to work in these kind of conditions with the constant pressure, you can't imagine how it affects you. You know, I've become a little thick-skinned about it, but, man, it's taken its toll. So this,
well, if I can give a word of advice to your listeners, for what it's worth, if you, a lot of your listeners boycott any and all disinformation, such as printed material and things of that sort, they would have a little money left to where they can support a cause such as yours. That's what I do. My boycott list is enormous, and therefore, I would only give money to the right source, and it's available because of that reason. And that's the intensity of this fight. This is what people have got to do now. It's getting pretty serious.
And
like I said, if they don't spend their money on disinformation, they'll have that money to send to a good source. Now I need to ask you, is your address still at Double Creek Drive in Round Rock, correct?
Yep. Yes, sir, it is. 2251 Double Creek Suite.
Drive number 302, Round Rock, right?
78664, Correctamundo.
Okay. You might want to give that address out also to people. I don't have an internet. I just have the satellite, so
I got you.
I don't know if other people are in my same situation.
Good point.
Mr. Stattmiller, stay strong. God bless and keep up the good work. I'll be sending you something.
I appreciate it. Thank you very much, Chance, for the phone call, and thanks for walking and talking for all of these years.
Yep, I missed you over the years. Be honest with you.
Well, you're back.
I am. I certainly am. God bless.
Thank you, sir. I appreciate your call. The other day I put something out, and I'm going through my emails here real quickly trying to find this. And I understand that people need they need their diversion and they need their entertainment. And I understand that. Oops, here's one for the streaming I didn't mention. I was talking about internet before the actual streamer. I just got a bill for that. What's new? I'll find this before I get off of the air here. And it's a computer pre-programmed. You plug in. You got to have internet to make it work. But you can stream anything that you want. Sporting events, baseball games, football games. You don't have to pay gate prices. Movies that are still running in theaters. And all of this, by the way, I think it's called NeoTube. Is that not correct, Mike? Neo, N-E-O, tube, T-U-B-E .com. Dial that up real quickly for me so I don't misinform the listeners. What's going on? By the way, here's some good news, Mike, since you're waiting for that to pop up. The internet, the fine people at Spectrum that used to be Time Warner Cable have been kind enough to up our internet speed. Just don't run it through Google, for God's sakes. They probably axed the thing. Just go to DuckDuckGo. What? DuckDuckGo.com. Well, then why is it popping up on Google if you're going directly to the website? Get the hell off of Google. Oh, you use Chrome. Well, you need to polish your trailer hitch there, pal. Mike, I'm not going to enter in an argument with you on the air. I'm not going to do it. At any rate. Okay, do you have it? Okay, neotube.tv. That's not it. Wait, back that up. Let me see the picture. That's the, and how much does it cost? $149? Okay. $149. And the address again is neotube.tv, not com, my mistake. For $149, folks, you can be entertained until your hair gets gray or your eyesight or your hearing goes. And it's not illegal. The one thing that is protected in this country, when you pop a movie in, you'll see that, oh, this is copyrighted material, and it's under the jurisdiction of the FBI, and piracy is a crime. Well, this is not piracy, because you're downloading nothing, okay? The way they get you here is they get you in agreements and this, that, and the other copyrighted material. If you try to take the copyrighted material or the downloads, that's where they get you. This thing is completely free after you pay $149 for this, and it is completely legal. And anything that your heart desires, arts, entertainment, first-run movies, I don't give it a name. And I'm not getting compensated for this. I'm just letting you people know that I understand that every once in a while, thank God I can sit down and watch a baseball game, or I can, you know, cook a hot dog and a beer with a family, and we can sit down and watch a movie. And it's not going to cost us $49.50 taking the family out to a movie. I'm just saying. Thank you for that, Mike. I appreciate it very much. Charlie in Louisiana, L.A., and I take that to mean that's not Lower Alabama. That is not Is it Los Angeles?
Rancho Cucamonga.
Now, see.
Rancho Cucamonga.
See, there's one of my little perks in life. You put down L.A., and you didn't put Rancho Cucamonga, which I just love saying.
Yeah, it's too complicated to say. I wanted to say thanks for bringing back Eric Hughes. After 8 o'clock, I don't listen to the Internet, but he's fun to listen to. You know, I have a question.
Yeah.
As far as 9/11 goes, you know, we had all those people, they died in the towers and the firemen.
Mm-hmm.
But I always wondered, how is it that Larry Silverstein collected all that insurance money and nobody ever tried to kill him?
Well, for the same reason that were put in the airlines the day before. Criminality.
I mean, look at all the, I was always wondering all the survivors, you know, the families of the firemen and all those influential people at the top of the towers, that nobody, you know, they kill people for a lot less than that in New York. And I just wondered, how did he just, you know, build a new tower and walk around and do business and nobody tried to kill him?
Well, and that's a good question. He probably has his own security, but that story was basically kept out of mainstream media. I mean, of course, you noticed that. You know, we had to do a lot of digging around and ferreting and this, that, and the other to garner some...
Well, the firemen all knew about the insurance money. I mean, I'm just saying that I find it really peculiar that he lived to build a new tower, and nobody tried to kill him.
Well, and
I mean,
you know,
that guy is really lucky.
Charlie, I don't know if he's so much lucky is that the supposed alt-right, the people that want law and order restored in this country, are not the people going out and breaking the laws.
I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about how Larry Silverstein survived.
Charlie, listen to what I am saying to you. Please, open up your ears. Please, Charlie, I'm trying to explain this to you. Who the hell was going to kill him? Somebody on the alt-left or some communist? What they got?
My prodigal son coming home after fighting.
Charlie, can you let me talk, please? Can you let me talk? And I'm trying to explain. I'm trying to be nice to you, sir. I really am.
Okay.
What I'm trying to explain to you, who the hell was going to kill him? Who did this benefit? You always follow the money. What did this kick off? It kicked off our many wars in the Middle East. It had a big payout for a lot of people. And the people that did discover that it were of the conservative persuasion or the people that just plain love America and love our form of government but hate the criminals are not the ones that are going to go out and commit the crime. You mentioned murdering Larry Silverstein. I've heard nobody even mention that because it's not in their minds to murder. We want the law and order. So what? In order to get the law and order, we're going to start murdering? You see my point.
Well, my point is, if my dad went up in those towers and Larry Silverstein collected insurance money on it, I'd want to kill that guy because you follow the money. Who benefited? Larry.
I mean, and Charlie, let me turn that very question, your estimation on it, let me turn it back to you in a question. Why didn't you go, why wouldn't you go kill Larry Silverstein?
Because, first of all, I didn't have a friend or a relative in the tower.
Okay, if you did, Charlie.
If I did and I was on the fire department, I would have the keys to the buildings that he was in. And I would probably go up there and let him have it. I could get into the buildings that he was in.
Thank you, Charlie.
I was working for the fire department.
Thank you, Charlie.
Yeah, so I'm just wondering why nobody did it.
I don't know, because you didn't have a relative that was killed. Thank God for Larry Silverstein, huh?
Yeah, you see? Well, thanks for taking my call.
Yeah. Jeez, old Pete. God, I don't like being rude to callers, but listen to the logic being used here. And pointing out, and I'll point this out again, the militias that popped up in the 90s, why weren't they called terrorists? Battle Creek newspaper made a mistake, and it was the first that I saw in the country, and I didn't see it afterwards. You know how you used to have the paper boxes, right, for your daily and Sunday newspapers? Well, you know how they have a little advertisement card stuck in there to tell you what the headlines are, you know, some sort of advertisement. Well, there it was. Militias, terrorists. One time, they jumped the gun on this. And they didn't move forward with it because there was one thing that kind of got in their way. The unorganized militia in this country is absolutely 100% positively legal. You understand? You have the organized militia, which the federal government has hijacked. They now call it the National Guard and whatever else. But the unorganized militia is completely legal. And that was put in our form of government as a safeguard. Do you remember when we went to war with the British? The Continental Army? They'd line up just like the British and mow each other down in the fields. Well, the militia of the day were a little bit cagier. Said, wait a minute. You know, this Continental Army thing, that ain't getting it. They're lining up like targets to be shot at. They hid behind the fence post. They stood in the tree lines. They were unobserved. And they were damn good shots. Why? Because the people of the day with the long rifles had to go out and shoot dinner most times. And they were very good and didn't have a whole lot of money to waste a lot of lead and powder. They were strategic thinkers. They adapted. You might call them the early Marines, if you will. But they had to back off of calling the militias that formed in this country. They couldn't call them terrorists because it was completely 100% legal and, might I add, constitutional. Okay, Mike, I don't quite understand your note here to me. Yes. It says it's real? Okay. All right. Okay. All right. I posted up a story. So you're saying thumbs up on this one? All right. As it turns out, you probably should admit to malicious destruction of property, even at an Antifa rally. North Carolina Central University student found herself in handcuffs late Tuesday after she admitted at an anti-fascist rally in front of the Durham, South Carolina County Courthouse that she was the one who tossed a rope over the monument to conscripted Confederate soldiers and pulled it down. Takia Fatima Thompson, that almost sounds like a fake name, but there's actually a video up there that shows her. So unless somebody was really good at photoshopping, this is a raw video. It was taken of her climbing, not a stepladder. It was one of these aluminum extension ladders going up and putting the rope around the neck and then pulling the statue down. And this is the clip that you saw with people running over to it and kicking it. And yeah. A North Carolina Central University student found herself in handcuffs late Tuesday after she admitted to an anti-fascist rally in front of the Durham, North Carolina County Courthouse. Remember I said yesterday, the cops were there, witnessed this whole thing, and did not stop her. She was in the throes of committing a property crime, and they did not stop her. And that she admitted that she was the one to toss the rope over the monument to the conscripted veteran. At any rate, she was shocked when officers arrested her and booked her on charges of felony participation in a riot with property damage. Hooray! And felony incitement of a riot. Now, again here, ladies and gentlemen, you've got to notice. You've got to notice that, and I don't care what it is, going back to Seattle. Remember when Bill Clinton was out there? And he was talking about the World Trade Organization, and, oh, don't worry, he sent the message to the crowd, you'll have a voice in this. Yeah, in the globalist scheme of things, your voice is going to be heard. And you remember the riots that took place? Remember the stores that were being damaged? Remember the fires that were started? These were a bunch of hooded, black-hooded rats running around, and the cops did nothing. It was scripted. They stood by, watched this going on, and did nothing to stop it. Rob in Illinois. Hello, Rob.
Good evening, John.
Hi.
Well, with these people committing this melee, Antifa, BLM, vandalists, they're just making the Zionist mayor's job a lot easier to, you know, take down history. That's why the cops are standing by and just watching it go on. You know, if you were doing something, if you were kicking a mailbox, a cop would stop you in a minute, wouldn't he?
Yeah.
So, but hopefully they got her, and they should be getting everybody involved, you know.
But they're not, they're hacking at the branches, and they're not going to the root. Why have they not preferred charges against George Soros? It's a matter of record, easily traceable and trackable, that he has pushed money into these little anti-fascist groups, as they call them, and he has been funding all of these clowns doing all of this damage.
Well, the reason why is because they're all buddy-buddy with him. You know, you guys heard about, you guys probably said it on this network, how they were all buddy-buddy hanging out in the Hamptons over the holidays, you know, partying it up, Ivanka, Jared, you know, the politicians. That's what's going on. And why, John, for the life of us, we're all looking at treasonous people that are literally terrorists and funding terrorism in this country, and why? We're all asking why, and you know the answer, and I know the answer.
Yeah, yeah. Pressure from above and pressure from below to get your desired result here, to make that societal change that most people would not adhere to. But it's got to be done with a lot of pizzazz and a lot of drama and a lot of BS.
Yeah, well, someone said, it was Kevin Shipp, he's a former CIA, he said, we're in a post-constitutional era, period.
Yeah.
And that means nothing standing.
Well, and Rob, and just hang on here a second, because I want to interject this, because this goes right along the line of what you're saying here. Now the Department of Justice is demanding 1.3 million internet provider addresses of visitors to Antifa website used to coordinate riots. Now some people might go, "Oh, well, that's good." Really? Because it's now the terrorists, the neo-Nazis, the fascists, the anti-Semites, the misogynists, and everybody else, that's the alt-right problem that has to be cleaned up as well. And you can bet your bottom dollar that in the future the Department of Justice is going to be requiring companies to turn over their IP addresses as well. See where this
swing
is going.
Door.
That's right.
Swinging door.
That's right.
That's right. Where do I want to go now? Donations. I finally pulled the trigger yesterday. I've been meaning to for a few months since Tim Spencer's show. I was going to, and I didn't. And it was pretty simple. It was pretty easy to do via the internet. And I realize a lot of people don't have internet. And as your two callers ago, the guy said, you know, what's the address over there? Probably as simple, if you don't have internet, is calling up your switchboard operator, and they'd be glad to give that address out at any time if anybody here is
well,
listening.
And I'm remiss because a lot of people who listen to this network don't have internet and listening by alternative means.
Right.
I will give that out again.
Exactly. So I gave it, and because Mike Frenelli's show, he says, you know, I never do anything with even numbers, so I gave an odd number. It's only two digits, but I still put the odd number in there. Remember what Mike Frenelli said. John, was it John Frenelli?
No. Vince Frenelli. Vincent.
Vince.
Yes. I call him Vinny.
All right. Well, Vince Frenelli. And the last thing I wanted to ask, this NeoTube, you're not sponsoring them, are you?
No, I just said that. I'm just bringing it up because I realize how people are squeezed for cash as they're going out and listening to the network, and they're buying these cheap, cheap satellite dishes that they can pull this down directly from the satellite. I'm just giving people another option if they do have internet, and it does require internet, and it doesn't have to be that fast, two or three up and two and three down. But they can entertain themselves, you know, with sports or whatever, you know, to give themselves a break, and they don't feel like they're totally, you know, old Mother Hubbard, there ain't nothing left in the cupboard. They can entertain the, the family and themselves, and they can have some enjoyment in programming that they get to pick out, okay? Stuff that they're interested in. There's such a plethora out there that it's got enough to satisfy even the most discriminating of taste.
Right. Well, I pulled up the webpage when you mentioned it yesterday, and, you know, you got to be careful with those boxes because they'll sell it to you, and, you know, sometimes they're like, there's a short lifespan. Like, they'll get cut off either.
Well, they've been operating now for how many years? I think it's 8 years, 8 or 9 years.
Okay.
Yeah. So,
all right, well, I don't know a whole lot about them, but I know there's other boxes. Such
and
as
no, I'm not getting paid. It was real. It'd be real nice if I had somebody.
No,
like,
I was just asking before I shot it down or anything. I didn't want to, you know.
No. I appreciate the courtesy, but no, we're not, and I've said this yesterday, and I said it again today. We're not being compensated by these people.
All right. And one thing I did want to say is I caught you on Deagle yesterday, and I'm glad he gave you a few minutes to speak.
I know. He can't help himself.
I know. I've been listening to him a little bit more and more lately. I kind of didn't know what to do with that time slot. And the sound quality has been getting better with Deagle, so I've been able to hear him a lot better. Good. Sometimes he was in the distance, so I passed him up. But AJ gets an hour between, I'm in Central Time, so between 11 and 12, AJ gets an hour of my time there before I tune in the deal. And today, that guy is still, today, and after, what are we on, 5 days now later, that he's still going after yelling about the guy in the Challenger, that's saying that he did this on purpose. When we're coming out with all sorts of reports now that this was probably... There's so many weird reports, and this kid didn't do anything on purpose.
Yeah. Well.
Yeah, I hope you guys follow that up and find out more and talk about it on the air, but this kid did not go out to do something on purpose. This guy was, it's either him in the car or him not in the car.
Well, I did see a Photoshop picture. It was supposedly a picture that was blown up, but I saw this black band around the windshield of the car, and they offered the explanation as, well, that was done to highlight the guy in the car, which is total BS.
Let me give you a YouTube. Truth Factory. Truth Factory on YouTube. Go look at that. All right, John, thanks a lot.
Okay, thanks. I appreciate it. Truthfactory.com. All right, I'll take a look at it. Folks, donations, please, now. 800-724-2719. Hit extension 3. That's the only person that's going to answer that phone. And the address for the network, simple, RBN, 2251 Double Creek, two words, Double Creek Drive, number 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Or go to our website. It's PayPal. You don't have to be a member. Donate as much as you like. That's the fastest way to get the money over. And I thank you. Stay tuned tomorrow, first hour, Gerald Celente.
Okay, nurse, let's get this man to the ER stat.
Right away, doctor.
We see this every day. Heart attack or angina pain due to blocked and clogged arteries. Chelation can remove obstructions or blockages from arteries and help avoid painful and expensive surgery. Now there's Angioprim. It's a liquid oral chelation product that you take with juice. You start to feel the results fast. Angioprim increases blood flow all over the body, and that means more energy and strength to take on the day with less aches and pains. 60 years of research has gone into chelation. and Angioprim is the result. A safe and easy way to unblock your veins and arteries from buildup that slow circulation.
Paging Dr. Jones, please report to the emergency room right away.
Log on now for a special radio offer from Angioprim. That's angioprim.com/radio. A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M. Angioprim.com/radio or call 877-882-7221. That's 877-882-7221.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.